Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ilse von Heimberg. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, May 28th, and here are the headlines to start your day. City officials are looking to repair the fountain of downtown Evanston's Fountain Square to be working by summer of 2026, according to Paul Zalmazak, the city's economic development planner. The fountain, which functions as a splash pad for kids in the summer, closed in 2020 due to the pandemic. Officials found leaks once it was turned back on in 2021, and it has been off ever since. And the newly installed Pope Leo XIV will give a special video message to Chicagoans celebrating him at Wright Field on June 14th. Pope Leo, who was from Chicago and who is a lifelong White Sox fan, plans to address the young people of the world during an event featuring a Catholic Mass, music, film, and testimonials about the new Pope. 8 of the 10 inmates who fled almost 2 weeks ago from a New Orleans jail have been caught. Police caught 2 inmates in a high-speed car chase in Texas, and another was found in a bench in Louisiana over the long weekend. The inmates originally escaped through a hole behind a toilet, but not before writing the words, "Too easy, LOL," on the wall. Palestinians overwhelmed a new aid distribution hub on Tuesday, causing nearby Israeli troops to fire warning shots, injuring at least 3 Palestinians. The distribution hub is run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation to mitigate effects of the Israeli blockade, which has pushed Gaza to the brink of famine. The foundation is backed by the U.S. with Israeli approval, despite opposition from the UN and most humanitarian groups. And that's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Ilse von Heimberg. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.